This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying 1 Corinthians 2 using the Focus and Amplify method of study. The focus we identified was this: God wants us to know what He has prepared for those who love Him. We have amplified the first point, the Holy Spirit's part in producing God's Word. Now let's amplify what Paul says about the Holy Spirit's part in proclaiming God's Word. Though Paul was well-educated and could wax eloquent if desired, he realized his best efforts at presenting a persuasive argument would not produce the desired results. He didn't want to just match wits with worldly wisdom or argument. Paul proclaimed the message in its simplest form. He says in 1 Corinthians 2:2, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." He even admitted to weakness and fear as he presented this simple message. But his effectiveness was not because of his ability to proclaim the message persuasively. His effectiveness would only be seen if the Holy Spirit demonstrated His power in and through the presentation. He wrote in chapter 1 of this book, verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." When people put their faith in Christ and Him crucified, Paul wanted that first step of faith to be based on the persuasive power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit takes the truth He has revealed and inspired and convicts and convinces sinners to repent and believe, lives are transformed, and only then. And God gets the glory.